Disclaimer, this podcast is a safe space to share experiences and tackle issues related to mental health. It is meant not to work as intervention or replace any treatment option. Should you feel that you're suffering from any mental discomfort, it is necessary to seek professional help from mental health professionals. You may check the directory of mental health facilities, services, and organizations from around the Philippines, mentalhealthph.org or www.silakbo.ph. So, ito ay napapanahon for this holiday. Tips for celebrating New Year's Eve without feeling lonely. Okay, so alam ko marami sa atin ang nalulungkot ngayong holiday, which is, di ba, weird, di ba? Dapat kasi alam natin na dapat masaya tayo. Okay, it can be hard to spend New Year's Eve alone. Most people spend it with their partners, family, or friends, and there are often parties and other celebrations. If you have anxiety or depression, you may feel more stressed and have more physical symptoms on New Year's Eve. You don't have to feel bad about celebrating the New Year the way you want to. Okay? Minsan, kaya tayo minsan, hindi naman dahil kaya tayo malungkot is by choice. Iba, because kailangan natin lumayo sa pamilya kasi kailangan natin magtrabaho. O kaya naman, kailangan natin lumayo din sa pamilya, kailangan natin mag-aral. So, hindi natin ma-avoid na minsan mag-celebrate tayo mag-isa. Pero remember, it's not your fault. Minsan sinisisi natin sarili natin kasi may mga bagay talagang kailangan natin gawin para makamove forward tayo. Okay? There are 4 things you can do if you're alone on New Year's Eve because of your emotions, your anxiety or depression, or it could be distance or anything else. Okay? Number 1. Review the past 12 months. The last day of year is a great day to think about yourself. Being alone gives you a chance to think about yourself honestly that you wouldn't have if you were with other people. Celebrate your success and accomplishments no matter how big or small they were. Okay? So, kung ikaw lang mag-isa, it's your parang pagkakataon mo to na ma-review mo talaga yung na nagawa mo the past 12 months. Minsan kasi pag maraming tao sa paligid natin, wala tayong time talaga, okay? So, if you think you've done a good job, give yourself a reward. For example, plan for an exciting trip in the future. If you can't travel right now, you could think about it for the future if you're usually alone on New Year's Eve. Use this time by yourself to look into some fun things to do. Okay, alam ko maraming tao nagta-travel lately. So, kung ikaw you feel lonely, next year magplano ka saan ka pupunta. Alamin mo na kung ano yung pwede mong gawin para maging busy ka during New Year, okay? Buy a book you've been meaning to read. If you can't wait, think about getting an e-reader version if you can't wait to get started. Okay, kung ano yung gusto mong basahin na libro, hindi mo magawa-gawa dahil sobrang busy mo, it's about time to read that book, okay? Treat yourself to a special dinner out or take out, okay? Yung matagal mo nang gustong tikman dahil mahal, reward yourself, okay? Buy something for your health, like a diffuser for essential oils or a massager, okay? Reward yourself. Huwag ka mang hinayang sa mga bagay kung mahal ito, pero ito na magbibigay sa iyo ng kasiyahan at relaxation sa katawan mo. Go for it, okay? Pero ito naman, if you don't think the year went well, think about what went wrong and how you could do better next year. Remember that everyone has setbacks on the way to their goals. If you start each day with the idea that you might be successful and keep looking forward, you'll get where you want to be. Okay, so as you review yung 12 months mo, feeling mo wala ka naman na-achieve, alamin mo what went wrong. Ano yung pwede mong gawin next year na hindi na maulit yung errors na yon, yung mga mistakes mo. And from that mistakes, learn from it and then move forward. Okay? So that's the first one. Review the past 12 months. Second one is accept an invitation. Okay. If you were asked to do something, you might have said no right away. Maybe you would have been the only single person in a group of couples or you might have felt too much pressure to spend the evening with a group, but you can still change your mind and say yes. Think of it as a chance to improve your social skills and make it a goal for a new year to go to a more social events. Okay, huwag agad magsabi ng no. The reason na you feel lonely right now kasi lahat, I'm sure may mga kaibigan ka nag-invite sa'yo, nag-no-no ka kaagad. Tapos at the end of the year, iisipin mo you feel lonely. Pero marami kang friends, family na in-invite ka. So next time, pag in-invite ka ng mga friends mo, say yes. Okay? That's the second one. Third one is call some people. Have people call you or plan to call others right before midnight so you can share the countdown with someone. You don't have to stay on the phone for long. Just ring in the new year and then go back to your own party. You could also connect with someone you can see in person by using FaceTime or Zoom. Okay, so kung talaga ikaw ay gusto mo lang mag-isa sa room pero you feel lonely, call someone. Okay, next, the last one, make resolutions. New Year's Eve is a great time to make plans for the coming year. This can be about anything from making your life better in general to specific worries about how you feel. Remember that it doesn't have to be a novel full of big changes. A short, realistic list of goals is actually more effective. Some resolutions that could help you with your strong emotions are: number one, being grateful for what you have and appreciating all the skills and talents you have can make you happier. Okay, so pwede mo mag-start sa new resolution mo is something to be grateful for. Ano yung mga skills and talents mo na meron ka na pwede mong gamitin next year? Okay, next is getting more assertive can help you feel better about yourself. Aralin mo paano ka mag-express ng sarili mo, ng thoughts mo na hindi nakaka-offend or na may confidence. Marami mga seminars, workshops, or mga professionals that can help you when it comes to assertiveness. Next, getting into healthy habits like eating well, getting a lot of sleep, and working out regularly. Nako, ito yung lagi natin sinasabi, ito yung normally makikita mo sa New Year's na I will exercise, I will eat healthy, I will take care of myself. So, talagang, dahil nga maraming kinain during holidays. So, dapat talaga na mahanap ka ng accountability partner na magre-remind sa'yo, hoy, ito yung New Year's resolution mo, remember? So, kailangan you have, hindi pwedeng sinabi mo lang na ito New Year's resolution mo. Dapat you stick to it, okay? Next, saying yes instead of no when faced with problems instead of trying to avoid them. Another New Year's resolution na pwede mong gawin is face your problem. Instead na sabihin mo, hindi ko to kaya, start saying, kaya ko to. Okay? Next is, you can ask for help for a professional for your strong emotions or connect with other people through support groups and forums. Sa matagal ka na nakikinig ng podcast ko na feeling mo meron ka talagang problem pero nahihiya ka mag-ask ng help. It's, I think, on 2023, it's about time na humingi ka ng tulong. Okay? Next, working on improving your social skills. A good place to start is learning how to make small talk. Okay, kung ikaw ay introvert, mahihiyain ka talaga, part of your New Year's resolution is start talking to someone, meet new people. Ayan. So, yan ang mga bagay na pwede mong gawin for your resolution. Okay, let's review. If you feel lonely this New Year, what you could do is review the past 12 months, accept an invitation, call some people, and make resolutions. In conclusion, you might find the holidays like New Year's Eve bring you more sadness than joy. This can happen because of the broken promises effect, which is when you have high hopes for a holiday and feel like things should be better than they are. You might have thought that this new year will bring changes, but you still feel just anxious and depressed as you did before. Kaya ka parang ibang tao mas malulungkot kasi nadidisappoint sila dahil akala nila itong holidays will bring them happiness, pero walang changes na nangyari. That is called the broken promises effect. Okay? Try not to have unrealistic expectations about New Year's Eve or any other holiday to avoid falling into this trap. And if your emotions such as anxiety or depression is making hard for you to live the life you want, make a plan to get help. Okay, ayan. So this is our podcast. Maraming salamat sa mga nakinig. So hopefully, makakatulong to sa iyo how to celebrate your New Year's Eve. Happy holidays!
This has been Coach I on the Mind and on Mental Health TBT podcast. Reach out to me by the Facebook group Meant to Matter, Meant, M-E-A-N-T, and my Facebook account, Aileen Evangelista Ang, Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N. I borrowed the quote from Les Brown. You ask for help not because you are weak, but because you want to remain strong. The hurt and pain you are feeling is temporary unless you choose to dwell on it. Remember, healing is a slow process. It is a self-realization, and it starts with you. This episode has been brought to you by Kids Hope Foundation, Inc., Life Coach Group Advisor, Inc., and Kids Journey Learning Center.